Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Hundreds of people packed a statehouse auditorium today to testify on a proposed hike in the state's minimum wage. There were some opponents, but mostly supporters. And as WBUR's Fred Bever reports, it looks like the legislature will approve a hike, and it looks like the governor is on board, too.
Economists estimate that there are more than a half million people who earn the minimum wage in Massachusetts. One of them, Melanie Brown, works at a big box store near her Hyde Park home. She's going to college, too, studying criminal justice. But she's behind on her student loan payments, she says, and the $8 an hour minimum wage that she earns simply isn't enough to help her dig out of poverty.
I didn't even realize the minimum wage was only $8 an hour in Massachusetts, which is ridiculous. You know, and people complain about people being on welfare and food stamps and Section 8. Well, I'm one of those people, and I've been struggling my whole life. I grew up in foster care and residential schools and different things like that. And yeah, I made my life hard, but I didn't think at 40 I would still be struggling.
Brown was one of hundreds who turned out in support of raising the minimum wage, including one bill that would hike it to $11 an hour by 2015 and then allow it to continue to rise with inflation. The last time the state's minimum wage was raised was in 2008, and the push is getting a boost this year from Senate President Therese Murray.
You're seeing people who are just not making it here, and are the cost to you, to taxpayers, is going up and up because we're subsidizing full-time 40-hour or 60-hour-a-week workers with our tax dollars.
A minimum wage hike is getting mixed reviews in the business community. The National Federation of Independent Businesses opposes it outright. Massachusetts Retailers Association President John Hurst says $11 is too high, and lawmakers should keep the state on par with bordering states. Right now, the minimum wage is higher than $8 only in Vermont and Connecticut, which last week enacted a law which will hike it to $9. Hurst says a hike in Massachusetts could be made more palatable if lawmakers ended a requirement that retail workers get time and a half pay on Sundays.
We're the only industry that has to do that. The state itself, localities don't have to do that. Restaurants don't have to do that. The Red Sox don't have to do that. We are hurting employees by denying them raises based upon the fact that it's too expensive to give them raises now for Sundays.
Governor Patrick did not appear at the hearing, but in an interview, he said he supports a hike.
There are not a whole lot of people who earn at the level of minimum wage, but those who do are earning, if I understand it correctly, about $15,000 a year, which is barely enough to live on in this Commonwealth.
Patrick says he will leave the timing and scale of a wage hike up to the legislature. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever at the State House.